Well, I just think it's a good opportunity to serve the community. I've been here, came here in 2000, and have been blessed to be part of the community, and it's a great community to live in. And I'd thought about it before, just didn't seem right at the time, just where I was in life. And so as it started to approach this time, talked to some of the other city councilmen, asked what went into it, and decided, this would be a good time to run and try to get out there and hopefully in my little way, improve Mexico and the city of Mexico.
Well, one thing that's coming up on the ballot as well as school board candidates and city council candidates is the use tax that's going on in Mexico. What is your stance on that? Is this something that you're in support of?
I am. I think people get a little bit scared when they hear the word tax, but it's not like you're not going to get taxed anything here in town. I think it's more of a fair thing of, when you're buying, across state lines or, possibly online, then you're going to pay a tax and help support the things that the city of Mexico tries to do. I know there's things in the city of Mexico that you can't buy, and you've got to buy those elsewhere, and that's fine. But also, these businesses do a lot for our community, the youth activities and being part of the school. I just know the types of things they support there, and they get asked all the time. And so if we're going to ask them to support, our efforts and, our children's efforts, then I think that, we should support them, and we should buy local. And, hopefully it'll make somebody think about it and say, I can go down to this store and get this here in Mexico instead of, buying it online. And if they decide to buy it online, then, that's their prerogative. But then, a little bit of that money is going to come back to Mexico and help support the things that Mexico is going to try to do.
Well, I know we kind of all have changed our shopping habits since being at home more with COVID-19, but that use tax, of course, is kind of directly tied to the city swimming pool. If it passes, I believe it'll be a better swimming pool, a better facility, and if it does not, it may not be what people are looking for.
Well, I think, yeah, something needs to be done to the swimming pool. I mean, I think if you went to the meeting they had about it, it's getting close to being a lost cause. And I know that right now it's tied to that, just because, when you get that money, I think you have to kind of point it in a direction, and that's the direction they want to do. And I think there's a lot of people over the years that have used the pool, that have taken their families there and competed in swimming. I don't know, even had swim lessons or whatever that is over the years. And, we want to look at everything within the city and try to improve, try to give everybody the fair shake. And I think the fair shake now is to look at the pool and try to improve it and you put the use tax. But, once that's done, where else are we going to put that money? I mean, at some point in time, if we vote that use tax in, we get the pool, it's not like it's going to stop after the pool. We'll continue to get that, and then we can put it towards other efforts to improve the community.
Have you been able to go out and do a little campaigning since COVID-19, or has it mainly been over the phone, or how are you going about doing that?
Oh, the thing is, I can't imagine how these people run state and national campaigns. If you try to buy, I looked into yard signs and stuff, and I was like, man, that's expensive. So I got some magnets for my car, and I just talked to people, and you make a Facebook page that it says you're doing that, and hopefully people, I know the Ledger put some stuff in what you're doing, things like that, and I think the people that are interested will find out, and hopefully they'll talk and have educated conversations, and if I'm lucky enough to get on, contact me and give me your ideas on what you think needs to be done to improve Mexico, and hopefully we can work together and get things done.
No doubt about it. And this is your first office that you ran for?
Yes.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we'll see.
Right.
I know we've got five candidates, and so you put your name out there and your ideas, and hopefully people believe that you can do a good job, and if they do select you, then you want to make sure that you represent them well in the city of Mexico, and get on there and learn. And, you know, that's the biggest thing is just learn, because, you know, when you get on there, it's just there's things that you just don't know that come out in meetings and stuff like that you just don't learn in meetings. And so you got to get on there and do that, and we'll just see what happens on Tuesday.
Well, I want to wish you the best of luck, and I certainly appreciate you stopping in here this morning and visiting with us about your run for city council.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
Not to mention, you're also the head coach of the Mexico Bulldogs football team.
Oh.
Steve Hagan.
yeah. So, I mean, I'm used to people kind of telling me a little bit what to do. So I get on there, it'll be fine. You can tell me what to do.
All right.
I'm used to that.